Weather conditions across the Midwest are rather tranquil this morning, but boy, over the next week to 10 days, we're going to have our share of storminess across the region. The first storm system to impact the region will be rather disorganized, and it's already having some influence on the region. We've had some snow overnight, of course, across portions of the upper Midwest. That occurred actually yesterday, and then snow has been falling this morning across Nebraska, parts of Kansas, and in northern Missouri into a portion of central Illinois. The precipitation is part of a somewhat disorganized storm system that will be trying to get its act together a little bit better as we move forward through the rest of the day today and overnight tonight. Tomorrow, we'll see a significant snow event take place across the Midwest. The system will begin in the plains. We'll likely see anywhere from a dusting to 2 inches in quite a few counties out there today, but portions of the central plains will start to see some greater snowfall as we get to the afternoon and evening and overnight tonight, some 2 to 4 4-inch accumulations may occur in southeastern Nebraska and portions of northeastern Kansas. And from there, the storm will head to the northeast and reach Michigan as we get into Saturday afternoon. And the storm system is going to leave behind a legacy of 2 to 4 and some local 6-inch accumulations. There is a small potential for some 4 to 8-inch amounts, so like across the region from northern Illinois into parts of Michigan. And there could be something a little bit heavier, like to 9 inches in a couple of spots. Now this storm system will go ahead and move on out of the region and will likely see some rain trailing to the south of it across the delta and portions of the Tennessee River Basin as we go through Saturday night into Sunday morning. Might be a little bit of snow still occurring in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. And the next system that occurs will be in the delta in the southeast. New low pressure center will occur along the old frontal boundary, and we'll see precipitation down there, but it should stay mostly south of the Ohio River, and that'll occur mostly Sunday going into Monday morning. But then, another storm system will begin to brew across the central plains and parts of the delta, and this will occur as we go from Monday into Monday night. This storm system is still the big one we've been talking about all week. The system will likely generate 2 to 4 inch accumulations of snow across portions of the central plains, and there's some potential that there could be some greater amounts, maybe upwards to 8 inches. The system will come out of the central plains, pass through Missouri and portions of Iowa, and head to, again, the Great Lakes region. Illinois will be at the center of the system's snowfall potential, along with maybe northern portions of Indiana, and snow accumulations will run from 3 to 10 inches generally, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to see some locations picking up on more than 12 inches, probably northern Indiana and possibly east central sections of Illinois. The storm system will produce some heavy rains in the area from Kentucky southward into the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin. Some of those areas will probably see 1 to 3 inches of moisture. Well, the system will be followed by bitter cold air, and that will settle into the region during the middle part of next week. And because the cold air is going to be pushed out of the region relatively quickly, we'll only see about 2 days' worth of bitter cold. After that, though, the high pressure system responsible for the cold will start pumping moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico, setting the stage for a storm system again in the central and southern plains. This would occur a week from today, going into the following weekend. And that storm system will also march across the heart of the Midwest. Temperatures across the Midwest will contrast rather sharply this weekend and into early next week, with some sub-zero temperatures likely in the far northwest, while some 30s and 40s will occur in the southeastern part of the region. That's the reason for the storminess to evolve. And by the time we get to the middle to latter part of next week, we'll have sub-zero readings occurring at night all the way down into parts of Illinois and northwestern Indiana once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.